hot juice, nutritious and tasty, too.
Well, juice may be tasty, but it's not really that nutritious, Don.
Come on, Yael. Orange juice is an excellent source of vitamin C.
Yes, but juice doesn't contain a significant amount of other minerals and vitamins. What's more, excessive juice consumption can cause all kinds of problems. And this is especially troubling when you keep in mind that children are the ones drinking most of the juice in this country.
No way. Juice causes problems?
Sure does. When you drink juice, you're getting mainly water and carbohydrates. And if you drink too much, the high carbohydrate content can cause gassiness, bloating, and diarrhea.
Yuck.
Plus, juice has as many calories as soda, and like soda, has been linked to the obesity epidemic raging in our country. Also, for children, juice often crowds out milk because it tastes better. And children who don't drink enough milk are more likely to suffer from calcium and vitamin D deficiencies. In fact, in some parts of the country, rickets, which is caused by a vitamin D deficiency, is on the rise. Finally, keeping a juice bottle in your mouth for a long time can promote tooth decay.
So we should stop giving children juice to drink?
No. Nothing that extreme. The key is moderation. The American Academy of Pediatrics suggests that children under 6 should not drink more than 6 ounces of juice a day, and that older children shouldn't drink more than 12 ounces. And all children should be encouraged to go straight to the source and eat whole fruit, which contains more nutrients than juice, plus other good stuff like fiber.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.